We're learning Shmiras, Sifsei Chaim rather, Sifsei Chaim in Ma'idim Aleph, page Zayin. And we're learning about Elazar ben Dordaya. So we're on page Zayin, the last paragraph on the page. And just to recap, for those who weren't here previously and for those who were here previously, there was a person by the name of Elazar ben Dordaya who was Oduk Bechetoy, who was involved with his immoral sins, and he made sure to violate the Isser and to meet every single prostitute that existed in this world. One time he found about a lady who was far away. He traveled the seas, he gave his money, and he put himself in danger. And we discussed that he fulfilled the opposite requirement of a chol levavcha, v'chol nashecha, v'chol medecha. He served not Hashem in all of his resources and with all of his heart and all of his soul, but he served his desires in all of those ways. Okay. Then we discussed how he was aroused to do tshuva when she mentioned to him, wind blew, and she said, just like that, wind never returns. You too are doomed. You will never be able to repent. And the interesting thing is he took that as a wake-up call that, you know what, I'm going to repent. And he started to try to repent. And then we contrasted that with Acher, Elisha ben Navua, who was told, you will not be able to repent. And he said, okay, sorry, too bad. And he went, as the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, and he was Mechal Shabbos and other various as well. We're holding now by the point that Elazar ben Dordaya was having this conversation, if you will, with the mountains and with the stars and the sky, and asking them, help me repent, help me come back to Hashem. And they said, we should help you. Who's going to help us? We need our own help. Now we're discussing how the whole entire purpose of this creation of this world is to be used to serve Hashem. Kol ha-bria kli la-avodas Hashem, the whole entire bria, the whole entire creation, is a vessel to be used to serve Hashem. We are in the last paragraph now. We'll start actually with the one right before that. Two lines. Nimseinu lemeidim shamitzius hamitis hirak avodas Hashem. The real proper existence that a person has in this world is serving Hashem. Umitzius kol nivro nimdedes v'nichsheves ad kama sheyesh lo shaychus la'avodas Hashem. A person's value, a person's worth, is viewed according to how much he is here serving Hashem. The value of the person is weighed according to how much of his life is here to be serving Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu Yoyinah and Shari Tshuva is telling us. If the world is here as a utensil to serve Hashem, so how much of this utensil are we using for Hashem? And how much are we using for ourselves? Midach Gisa, on the other side, next paragraph, Hachayit Mitzrachik Me'Hashem Yisbarach. One who sins, he distances himself from Hashem. U'ketaytzah mikach, as an outcome from this, if a person distances himself from Hashem, then he is making himself a separate entity. He is saying, I am not here to serve Hashem. I'm here for my own personal desires in life. And according to the level and the severity of his sin, or sins in plural, so too is the distance between him and Hashem. And it's a very simple mathematical equation here. 1 + 1 = 2. Man was created to serve Hashem. The greater the distance between man and his creator, because of the, rather, the greater the chait between man and his creator, that's the greater the distance that exists. The Kach Mivar HaMaral, the Maral explains, Masha Omro Loi, he's quoting the Maral now. Masha Omro Loi, Kishem Shehaficha Zu. Just like this Haficha, this air, the wind, Einochai Zeres, Lim Kaima, will never come back to its original place. Shem Beruach Mamish, because there's nothing in the wind, in the air, there's nothing tangible, nothing there. Kach Elazar ben Dardaya, so too Elazar ben Dardaya, which is his name, Ein Mekabel Maisai B'Tshuva, he will not be accepted if he does Tshuva. His Tshuva will not be accepted. B'Bnei Shinase Alidei Hachit, because it was done through chait. What does that mean? B'prat chait azima sh'olav amru zima hi zehu ma hi ki ein ze rak yitzahara bovad. He says that the Maral is telling us that this wind goes out and there's nothing to it. What's to the wind already? What's to the air? So too, your tshuva will not be accepted. You have nothing to stand on. And furthermore, he says, the aveira he was involved with was an aveira znus. Zima. It's referred to zima. Zima, zayin mem hei, is like an abbreviation for, as he says here, zehu mahi. Or as the Gemara in the Vomis Rashi tells us, zu mahi. What is it? What was the toitsa? What was the outcome from this zima, from this immoral act? Like when you have a child born from such an act. Zu mahi. What is this? What is this in front of us? What is the history of this child? Well, it came from an improper union. He says, ki ein yizeh rak yetzahara b'lvad. It's only the yetzahara. There is nothing greater and stronger than the opposite of serving Hashem than the Yetzirah and serving the Yetzirah. One's either serving Hashem or he's serving himself, meaning the Yetzirah. The davar shel ruach she'ein bo yimamish ve'ein chazara olav. The air never comes back. Sharik ilu haya ena oid adam. It's as if he's not a person anymore. Loishayach bezech hazara v'tshuva. You can't do tshuva. You know why you can't do tshuva? You can't do tshuva, explains the Maral. This is what she was telling him. Because you're so far gone. Just like the air goes out and never comes back. This wind, this ruach, so too, you're so involved with this aveira. You're so far away from the purpose of what this your life is about, of serving Hashem, you have hit a point of no return. That's what she told him. Turning the page, on top page Ches. Kasher noichoch Elazar ben Dardaya b'shosh es oyer loshuv aydei dvareha. At the time when Elazar ben Dardaya was aroused to repent because of her words, ad kama hisrach et Hashem zbarach. How far was he from Hashem? He was extremely far from Hashem, as far as a person can get. He was the farthest a person can get from Hashem. And at that point specifically, he woke up. Umemitzius amitis shel oyver Hashem, and from the reason as to why Hashem created the world, he was the farthest from this existence. Choshav, he thought, shel apachos yeh chelek me'abriya k'moy hadoimim, shemayim v'aretz. He thought, maybe at least I have some relationship to inanimate objects. I'm so far from Hashem. But maybe the Horim, maybe the mountains, maybe I can at least relate to the mountains. Maybe the mountains can request some mercy from me. As we know, he went in between the mountains and he said to the mountains and the hills, daven to me for Hashem, ask Hashem mercy for me. Because he was so far away from the metzias, from the existence of the purpose of his life. So he had to come on to the doimim, the inanimate objects. Ma'o zechus hakiyum shel doimim? Now this is a very important line, which we discussed yesterday as well, on a different angle. Why are there mountains? What gives the mountains existence? Zechus kiyum hu shem hamezgeres shebetoicha klayesol oyver es Hashem. The purpose of the inanimate objects, the purpose of every single creation here in this world, is to be used by Kli Yisrael to serve Hashem. Kli la'avodas Hashem, a vessel to serve Hashem. Dahainu zuchus kiyum mitzad ha'ashgacha haklalis. The reason why the mountains exist, the reason why the water is here, the reason why the stars exist, are all here to serve us, so we can use this to serve Hashem. This Savar, Elazar ben Derdaya thought, Shu'ula yikabel zchus kiyum, that maybe he'll merit existence, to stay alive. Alidei she'echidik me'abriya, that he'll be a part of the creation. I'll blend in to the creation. I'll be part of the creation. I'm so far from Hashem, that much he can't come back, he thought. But let me just have an existence in this world like the creation. I shouldn't be any worse than a rock. Let me have some existence like a rock has existence. But that was a mistake. Next topic here. He says, Yisroin in the middle of page Ches now. Yisroin ha'odom shekiyuma nitzri. There is an elevated maila that exists by mankind, that we are here forever. It's something that popped in my head. I'll share with you. It's something that we might have heard in the past, and I'm not trying to bring in any. We're discussing heavy topics here. There is this. All dogs go to heaven. Anybody hear that ever? All dogs go to heaven? Never heard of that. Good for you. They made this cartoon. All dogs go to heaven. And it's the world that we live in that this generation that would even think of such an all dogs go to heaven concept and mindset. Because the dog, and well, after all, man's best friend. That's what they say. That's the statement they call it. Unfortunately, these incorrect mindsets sometimes affect us. As the Rambam tells us, Adam nimshach achar sviv, of man is influenced by his surroundings. You know, I just want to share with you, years ago, I turned on the radio. I did more than just years ago, but years ago, I turned on the radio and I hear the reporter talking. He's giving a report and about the health, and the doctors are positive, and there's a lot of hope, and the prayers are still coming in. And I'm just driving and listening to all this, and it's a lot of excitement. Do you know who he was talking about? A racehorse. Barbary, is that what it was? That was the name? Yeah, right? And one of the top stories on the radio was, will the horse make it? This is what makes the news. The life of the horse. Or maybe not the life. And you listen to it with such excitement and like, and then we all know the outcome. And how people were so sad. These things have an effect on us. We hope not. We daven to Hashem that they shouldn't have an effect on us. But what it does is it turns the whole concept of the creation of the Bria, of why Hashem created this world, and it turns everything upside down. It's like Kalayim. The Ramban says that one of the reasons why Kalayim is so bad when the person is mixing things that they're not supposed to be mixed is because there's, in Shemayim, it's like, you know those big wire boxes outside that sometimes you see those big wire boxes, right? You know what I'm talking about? Those units that you see the wires running everywhere and it just like gets very confusing. You know, they have them in the streets here, yeah? In Shemayim, they have those like spiritual wires up there. When the person starts, says the Ramban, when the person starts doing, mixing and matching the wrong things, he's taking the wires and he's cutting them and he's reconnecting them. He's making a whole mishmash. Imagine you see, after the person opens a wire box, that there's a green light in one direction, and there's another green light the other direction. So both sides have green lights. We know what happens when both sides have green lights. This is the world that we live in today, that an all dogs go to heaven. That they have so much enthusiasm and care for the horse. Now this was the same time, in fact, someone in the editorial, how that there were American soldiers who were giving their lives for the country. They didn't make as much news as the horse did. There were at least some people who commented on that point. And that's the point over here we want to bring out, that there's a purpose, there's a purpose of this world. It's called the creation of this world. It's Bishvili Nivra Oilam. Hashem said, I created this world for me. Why did Hashem create this world? Bishvili Yisrael, Bishvili HaTorah. For the Jewish people and for the Torah. And when a person distances himself through Chait, he's cutting that connection between the purpose of creation and himself. Al Zeh Anuloi these inanimate objects, as if to say, responded to him. Now, this could be his whole conversation with himself. And they said, we can't ask for your own safety and security. We need to ask for our own safety and security. Explains the Maral. His request was, ask Hashem to be merciful on me. Mercy on me. Have mercy on me. So that I will have Olam Haba. Kol Eilu Nimsoyim Harim Gvois Lo Yehoyu Nimsoyim B'Olam Haba. All these other things that exist here in this world, the hills and the mountains, the stars, they're not going to exist in the world to come, the Maral says. So they were saying, we won't have an existence. How can we ask for your existence when we won't exist? They don't have a part in Olam Haba. Lefichach Amru, they said, Eich hefsho shiagia mitzad eilu hanimsoim b'akiyum elodim ba'olam haba. He realized, wait a minute, I'm trying to find some hope for myself, Elazar ben Dadayo says. I thought I can find that hope, that existence, if I connect myself at least to the domain, to inanimate objects. Because he thought he can't do that proper tshuva at this point in time to come back to Hashem and to reconnect, as Rabbi Ashkenazi spoke about this morning. It's not about building a new relationship, but it's reconnecting that severed relationship between one and Hashem. This physical world does not have a spiritual existence. Forever and ever. It will not be here forever and ever. V'harei heim oimdim rak kol zman havoida. This world only exists as long as we have to work in this world. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, shisa afishnin havo almo v'chad choruv. Sheishis alofim shona yiskayim oilam hazeh. This world will be here in the physical sense for 6,000 years. V'alaf echad ha-shvi yichoriv. In the 7,000 year, be destroyed. And afterwards, says the Gemara, Hashem will renew, make anew His world, make a new creation. When Hashem begins the world of schar, of reward, there will not be any need for the physical world. Why is this physical world here? So we can earn the reward. Once the bell rings and the clock stops ticking, there's no more time to earn the reward. Now we get the reward. Hashem will create a new world. Oilam ruchni yoiser. Shlo yizdakek legashmias ha'ilam hazeh, betsurasa ha'achshiyus ele yasim lematzaf ha'odam la'asilavai. A person will not need this physical world because there's only ruchnias then. Lumazai is ha'odam shu tachlis abriya umyuad lo'ilam abba. A person who is, his existence is so close to Hashem because of his fulfillment of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Nitbo hu levaseis es akim hanitzchi shaloi. V'hagvoras koyach haneshama adei Torah mitzvahs. That a person through his relationship of more Torah and mitzvahs, he is the connecting agent. His neshama is so close to Hashem. Va'af adam kazeh shezchus kiyumo hi v'tor kli la'avodas Hashem shalacher koze rak sheyesh lo nekuda pnimiyas hakshura v'shoyefes la'avodas Hashem ki oz hayoisei kli. I'll explain in a minute. To gamkein bebechinas avodas Hashem. Let me explain with a mashal. You have a Rosh Yeshiva in the car. You have a big Talmud Chacham in a car, in the back seat, in the front seat. Then you have the person driving this Talmud Chacham. We're saying that the existence of this driver is there to serve the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham is enabling that person to have a kiyum. He's helping that person to have an existence. And that person realizes that this person, this Talmud Chacham, has to get from point A to point B. I will use this world. I will use my car. I will use my time to drive him from point A to point B. So I will have a chelek in the kli, in the utensil, of serving Hashem. So what we see over here now is that there are different ways to serve Hashem. There is the Talmud Chacham who serves Hashem in his way of the Torah. And there's the person who is helping that Talmud Chacham through the mitzvah. The Talmud Chacham has to get from point A to point B. This person is using this creation, this Bria, for what it's for. As a kli l'avodas Hashem. As a utensil to come to serve Hashem. This only exists when the person is connected to serving Hashem. Because now that he is a utensil, how is he a utensil? Because he's driving this Talmud Chacham from point A to point B. He had now takes the status of avodas Hashem. He now takes the category of serving Hashem, like what we learned last night. Ah, however, im ein bei klum oz nishmosei meisach hasa shalom. However, if a person is not utilizing his existence as a kli to serve Hashem, let it be in limud haTorah, in studying Torah, and let it be in fulfillment of mitzvahs, if he is not using himself as that vehicle to serve Hashem, nishmosoi, his soul, mesa, chas Hashem, dies. It atrophies, it dies. It's like a muscle, if you don't use it, becomes very weak. His neshama, if it's not going to be used, how do you feed the neshama? Spiritual acquisitions. Mesa chas Hashem. Yeshuv aimless chus kiyum. And there's no merit. There's no merit anymore. There's no merit for this person. Why is there no merit? Because his existence is not worth anything. He was created to serve Hashem. Is he serving Hashem? No. This is what the mountains answered him. Anachnu rak kelim la'avodas Hashem. We are just instruments to come to serve Hashem. We are instruments to be used to serve Hashem by people who will serve Hashem. V'kiyumeinu hu rak zmani. Our existence is only, we'll be here today and gone tomorrow. Lachein einenu yecholim nasei zchus kiyum ha-metzius la'adam. We don't have the ability, said the mountains back to Elazar ben Derdaya. We don't have the ability to help you when our... It's not because, and this is an important point here, it's not because we can't help you because we won't exist in the future. That's not the way to look at it. We can't help you because our existence comes from you. And if you didn't fulfill your obligation to serve Hashem, our existence does not exist. Let's explain that. Let's repeat that. The whole purpose of the mountains, the whole purpose of every aspect of this physical world is for the humans, it's for us, it's for Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael are not fulfilling their task, their job, then their existence does not exist. So how can something that's not there request tshuva to Hashem for Elazar ben Derdaya? He doesn't exist. Because Elazar ben Derdaya doesn't exist. He cut himself off. That's what they were telling him. Lachein eneni yecholim nasei schus kiyum yemetzius lodom ki hu toichen abriya v'rak hum yuad l'kim tmidi loylam haba. Man was created in this world to work this world to get to Olam Haba. But if he doesn't use this world properly, he will not merit. He's like that driver that does not become the driver. So his whole existence does not exist anymore. And Mitzvah Shem will pick up on Tuesday when Elazar ben Derdaya realizes Ein hadavar toloi ela bi. My tshuva is incumbent and depends only upon me. I can only do the tshuva will only come if I'm the one who brings it out. And then we'll be discussing how we can relate to always this concept of Ein hadavar toloi ela bi. Have a good Shabbos.